it's cold, but it's not about us. This is not about us. It's taking hold, but it's not about us. This is not about us. Because you got me where you want me, and you do it because you know me. Seems to bring me down, and it's a shame cause I want it, but you say that it's not about us. Yeah, you're happy when you did it, and you do it to me so damn well.
That last song was All Over You by Leisure. This is Terrible Tunes. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Kobe and Steven here with you today. We are coming to you with a little chill, slower, laid-back EDM that we threw together. Something that I've recently just gotten into. And I know you've been into EDM stuff for a good bit longer. But yeah, so we have a list of stuff to play. The next one is one of Kobe's picks.
That's right. Next up, we have Bloom by Odessa.
Oh,
That last song was Change by Flume from his self-titled album. Yeah, it looks like that's the only Flume song I added to this playlist, but honestly, maybe I should have added more because he comprises like 50% of my electronic music listening. Yeah, I really like that album. I really like all of his albums. That song felt the most fitting for like the vibe of the rest of this playlist.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Some of his stuff is more intense, right?
Yeah. Some of his stuff is a little more experimental. Like one of his albums, or I guess it's like a mixtape. It's called Hi, This Is Flume, and that one is a little bit more out there and like definitely could just sound like a bunch of weird noises. So but
I was talking about this on the drive up here, but when did Flume get popular? Because I hadn't really heard of Flume until last year, but I was looking back and some of their stuff dates back to like 2012, and they have a lot of followers.
Well, he had like some big hits. This album came out in like 20. Yeah, this album came out in 2012. Flume did. That was the first album. And there were a couple hits on that, but I think like the big hits were on Skin, which was
2016.
Yeah. And so, honestly, I think that was his peak because I don't think he's had a hit like that
since then. He had two really big hits. That was crazy big.
That was more recent. I think that was like 2019. But Skin had Never Be Like You and Say It, and those were both like radio, like pop hits, you know?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So he's not as big like recently. It's kind of interesting because like he has like some really big songs that so I feel like a lot of people know him, but like not as many people actually like take a deep dive into his music.
Yeah,
which I would recommend doing.
I plan on doing that a bit more going forward. Listen to that album for sure, Flume. Yeah, next up we have one of my picks. It's called Eat the Sun by Torah. I heard it for the first time it could have been yesterday, honestly. So I don't know it very well, but it's nice. I like it, so I'll play it for you all. Enjoy. Thank you.
That was Good Times by Jungle, but it was a Breaks and Falcon remix. Not really sure who those guys are. I read their bio, like they only have a couple songs on their Spotify, but I read their bio and like they said like they're somehow like affiliated with Daft Punk, but it was kind of unclear how, so I think it could have been a bit of a name drop moment just for some clout, but yeah.
Sounded good.
I know, I like that. I like that song. So yeah, moving along, we have It's Your Body 5 by Conan Moccasin.
Thank you. broke up with the light, escaping the dark. This girl is lost tonight, dressed all in white. She'll win the fight. This girl is lost tonight. This girl is lost tonight. This girl is lost tonight. This girl is lost tonight.
That last song was Lost Tonight by Sajay Sage. I'm not really sure how you say it, but you know?
I do not know.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I found that song. This is one of the first songs I found in my new electronic phase, which started about a week ago. And I was really into it and have listened to it a lot since then. Just reminds me of summer, feeling good.
All right, we've got a PSA coming your way. Home fire preparedness. Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape? That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and test them monthly. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. Home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families. But we can change that. Make your plan today. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more.
Right on.
Wow, that was honestly some new information to me.
My cousins had a CO2 leak in their place in Brooklyn a few weeks ago, and one of my cousins fainted from it. They woke up, their detectors weren't working, and so they woke up in the middle of the night. She woke up, she felt lightheaded, she went upstairs, told her parents. Then she passed out, and like it turned out that there was some kind of leak in the whole building upstairs. The alarms went off, so they knew about it. Middle of the night.
Oh my gosh.
Could have been dead.
Scary.
Scary, yeah. So make sure your detectors work.
Yeah, you need those
extra
detectors.
PSA.
Yeah. Next up, we have Marijuana by Chrome Sparks.
We'll be right back.
That was A Moment Apart by Odessa. Good one.
Yeah, next up we have A Moment of Mystery by FKJ and Toro y Moi.
Thank you.
That was Obsv by Jamie XX. He's kind of like somewhat similar to Flume in that like he has a couple big hits that I feel like he's known for. Like at least that's what I knew. I knew him from I Know There's Gonna Be Good Times featuring Young Thug. Do you know that one?
No.
You probably do if you played it.
Yeah.
Which is it's kind of funny because it's just like a like pop hit, but like is actually like has some other good stuff like on that same album. Yeah.
And then next up Raspberry by Sage Sage, the same Sage, same one I couldn't pronounce earlier. Enjoy.
I don't wanna.
Alrighty. One more time, this is Terrible Tunes, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in tonight. That was Unfaith by Ecoli. And to close us out, we have another Odessa track. This one is Wide Awake featuring Charlie Houston. It's quite good. I enjoy it. So yeah, everyone, see you next week. Have a good one.
I've been wide awake, feeling people seem to change their feelings in time. We make a mistake, healing. It's more than I can take, not feeling too fine. Something about you.
And I guess